This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Joe Liu, the founder of the Joe and Emmy Liu Charitable Foundation and developer of Lively Health, the first charitable self-directed lifestyle conditioning app for prevention of chronic conditions and active aging. And Mr. Liu, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's my pleasure, Eric.
And certainly our pleasure as well, and looking forward to hearing all the details on your foundation as well as Lively Health. So for starters, what was the impetus behind the creation of the Lively Health app? Let's start there.
Oh, okay. I'm a semi guy for life and retired or semi-retired a couple of years ago and formed this foundation trying to use technology to benefit human wellness or human well-being. And one of the things that we encountered is COVID-19. And one of the problems that we face is that if you don't have good immunity in your system, tends to, if you get, the COVID hit, 93 or 92%, of the deaths are with underlying diseases, namely, chronic conditions. The chronic conditions cover very, very broad, from, high blood pressure to diabetes or cardiovascular type of weakness, all kinds of potential condition that could jeopardize your immunity system fight against the, the virus. So one of the things that we think that is important is lifestyle and habits. So we kind of consolidate, five pillars that covers physical health, mental health, social, financial, as well as medical. Just the small things that people already know they fail to do, and then put it in an app. And this app is more or less like a teaching tool to educate people and gradually condition people to a healthy lifestyle versus kind of a risky lifestyle. And so that's, the full intent is trying to, bring people to a healthier condition to avoid, chronic conditions. And for the long run, the end result will probably be activation. That if you're healthy and then you don't have, impairment, in your physical condition, then you could have higher quality of life and longer longevity. So that's the intent of what we set out to do. And, we leverage our technology background and build a small app. And then we have, professional assistance from volunteers, professors and, analytical PhDs and family doctors that, join in. So this app is charitable, 100% charity. And there's no hidden agenda on data or whatsoever. It's just basically trying to help people have a healthier living. And the name of the app is Lively Health, and the Lively Health speaks for itself, right? Trying to trying to keep people healthy and lively.
Well, we certainly appreciate all your efforts here, and obviously looking forward to hearing more details on this as well. Now, what would you say separates Lively Health from all the other wellness apps on the market? Talk to us about that.
Well, one of the major differences is that this app is very easy to use, but it's very comprehensive. Like I said earlier, that the differentiation is completely comprehensive. That comprehensive covers not only physical health, but also mental, social, financial, as well as medical. So this five pillar is critical to everyone. You cannot afford to have one missing link. And then we also preach 10, under that pillar, we preach 10 healthy lifestyle habits. And the healthy lifestyle habits is something that, overlooked by a lot of people. And we all understand that, healthy dietary, exercise and all these things it's kind of, it's a broken record. But it is critical that people remind themselves that, you know, unless they practice that, you know, with a balanced lifestyle, you know, otherwise, you know, you may run into, you know, vulnerability for, you know, for a short while, and then disease or, you know, chronic condition may hit them. So that's the fundamental difference, is that it's broad and it is comprehensive, but it's easy to use, because we kind of condense the lifestyle habit in, you know, in very few, you know, I would say probably, you know, a couple of minutes that you can refresh yourself and, you know, trying to have a balanced, you know, lifestyle, you know, and it's a healthy lifestyle and not risky lifestyle. And so there's very, you know, very thoughtful, you know, questionnaire and score system to put it in there at the end. You would know that your score, and also you would probably get a kind of a very gross estimate of your longevity. And then there's no real, you know, it's not absolute, but it's just kind of encourage people to change habits on every aspect that we mentioned, such as, you know, healthy diet, you know, daily exercise or daily routine exercise, you know, no smoking, no excess of drinking, and good sleep, you know, have a social network, have financial support, you know, build your financial future ahead of the curve, and think positively, you know, have value, you know, in your mind, and do your regular, you know, blood check, and do your, you know, do your BMI check, and do your blood pressure check, and so on and so forth. So very comprehensive versus those, you know, for-profit apps. They're dedicated for one thing. For example, meditation app is basically for mental, you know, calmness. And or for weight loss app that, you know, trying to, you know, build enough exercise and diet to, you know, to prevent, to lower your BMIs or to lower your weight. So they're very, very specific. We're basically preaching, you know, a balanced lifestyle, a balanced, healthy lifestyle could change your, you know, physical outcome, you know, to offer you a, you know, a path to, you know, lively health, and so that, you know, and also active aging. So that's the fundamental difference, is the breadth and the depth.
And certainly easy to use, and that's a huge bonus right there. Now, you say your app promotes the concept of active aging. Can you explain exactly what active aging is and why that's so important?
Well, we spend $4 trillion in America a year on healthcare. As a result, we, you know, our longevity average ranks, you know, around maybe, you know, number 40, because we spend, you know, most money, and the net result is our longevity is ranked, you know, kind of in the middle. What happened with a lot of money that might went to these, you know, chronic condition treatment? And one of the things that, you know, alarmed me personally is that this rate, this growth rate, is faster than our GDP growth. And consequently, you know, this becomes a problem, you know, is that we spend more money on healthcare. Right now, we spend about 18% of our GDP. And the trajectory is that we're going to spend 22% of our GDP. And if we don't contain that chronic condition, you know, effectively, and this is part of the reason why we set out to do this, is that if your immune system is always, you know, up to par, then you would not easily get, you know, into one of the chronic conditions. And if you do, and this app can help you get out of that early stage of the chronic condition. So chronic condition is reversible. For example, high blood pressure or early stage of diabetes or even cardiovascular, you know, heart-related disease are curable. If you have a healthy lifestyle, you eat, you know, healthy, and you, you know, take enough rest, the body will take care of itself. So that's the purpose of this app, is to deal with this kind of a rising prevalence of the chronic condition and chronic expenses, that and the net result will bring quality of life and the longevity. So we're looking at this thing is, money is important and the quality of life is also important. Consequently, you get this kind of a bonus, which is active aging, right? So when you get old, you're not sitting in the wheelchair and you're not regretting that you are, getting a stroke and then you're not free. And you have to rely on, caregivers. And that would probably be a situation we use the app trying to avoid those kinds of situations. And so cost is a concern. Quality of life is a concern. And active aging is a kind of a goal for people getting old into their 80s and 90s and all maybe into 100. And then still be independently and have a good, senior life.
Well, it certainly sounds like an awesome resource to tap into to better our health. And we, again, really appreciate all the effort behind this. Today, we're speaking with Joe Liu, the founder of the Joe and Emmy Liu Charitable Foundation and developer of Lively Health, the first charitable self-directed lifestyle conditioning app for prevention of chronic conditions and active aging. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, Mr. Liu, it's been proven that people in lower socioeconomic groups have less access to quality health care and are more susceptible to chronic medical conditions. Is that why you actually made the app free for the download?
Absolutely. The lower end of the income, let's use the income, or the underprivileged class, they don't have enough. Oftentimes, they don't have enough education. So, knowledge is power. So, the app is basically an educational tool to set a simple, very simple, easy to do direction for them to think about it and in trying to discipline themselves. So, this conscientiousness on healthy lifestyle habit is something that we wanna deliver that message to. I wouldn't say just the underprivileged. I would say just for everyone, to have that kind of a latent image built in early on, as young as a teenager, to understand the importance of taking care of themselves, and not only just taking care of themselves, but also taking care for the family, for the society, and consequently, benefiting everyone, right? So if you don't need caregiver, if you don't need extensive medical, attention, and it's good for everyone, not only just for yourself. So starting from themselves to the family to the society, I think that it's going to be a win-win for everyone, for every direction.
One last question for you before you go. Now, your app takes a very holistic approach, asking the user to not only answer questions about their physical health, but also their social, financial, and psychological status as well. Do you feel that the medical establishment doesn't place enough emphasis on these so-called peripheral areas when evaluating a person's overall health?
I think that that basically is just differentiate our app versus the purpose app. And so this, the app is fully intended for charity, and we want everybody to, have lively health, and want everybody to have a good, independent living and quality of life, as well as active and, longevity. So that could probably summarize, these app's purpose. And it is very easy to, very easy to download. Doesn't matter whether it's Apple or Android-based smartphone. Just go to livelyhealth.org, and then you can download that. Everything is free, and we don't monetize the data, so you don't have to worry about the data privacy and so on and so forth. So it's really intended for everyone to have a good, healthy life. And I really appreciate you, Eric, give us the opportunity to talk about this on the ER Health channel. And so I hope that all your audience will be able to take advantage of this app and do some preventive care for yourself and, you know, have a good, you know, healthy life and active aging.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do. And again, folks, for more information and to download the app, simply visit livelyhealth.org. Mr. Liu, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's my pleasure, Eric, and I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about it. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Joe Liu, the founder of the Joe and Emmy Liu Charitable Foundation and developer of Lively Health, the first charitable self-directed lifestyle conditioning app for prevention of chronic conditions and active aging. And for more details and to download the app, visit livelyhealth.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.